Hagdala established the Amida, they did so with Shmoyna Esrei Brachas ala Seda. And that's why we call it the Shmoyna Esrei. 18 Brachas. Each one letter perfect. Each one corresponding to, alluding to, mystical ideas contained within the number of letters, structure of the words, as well as the dominant themes of each bracha. However, there came a point in Jewish history during the time of Rabban Gamliel where this clearly wasn't enough. Rabban Gamliel, says the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, put out the call, is there anyone that knows how to be Mesakin Birchas Aminim? Is there anyone that knows how to make a bracha against the heretics? There are many who say this Birchas Aminim was said against the early Christians, Min, Ma'amine Yeshu Natsri. These are people that look like Jews, functioned like Jews, would have davened in the same shuls as us, except they were holding on to the belief that their spiritual leader was indeed the Messiah. There were those who also held that he was divine. Heretical ideas. Kfira. But they looked like us. They were similar to us. And Chazal made the decision that they have to be removed from the shuls. It was so dangerous. Having this group with inside Klal Yisrael that was schismatic, it would have destroyed Klal Yisrael from within. And the best way, the easiest way, the most functional way of getting them out of the shuls to set up their own religion was to make a bracha against them. And therefore we have cases in the Mishnah and in the Gemara where if a person says certain things, we remove him from being a chazan, a shliach tzibur, because chashin an shem aminu. Maybe he's one of them. So establishing this bracha of la malshinim, bechas haminim, was a way of keeping Judaism Jewish and removing outside influences. This is a function of being in Galus. We're actually at risk spiritually, we're at risk physically. From renegates, from people that want to be malshin, v'lam malshinim, that will tell tales, that will slander faithful Jews to the authorities. Depending on your nusach. We're davening for the end of all evil. Let all wickedness be destroyed. It's like the Gemara. It's not about the people, it's about what they represent. An existential threat to the Jewish people. And therefore in Galus, we have to be aware of that. That there are those that seek to harm us. There are those that seek to harm us physically. There are those that seek to harm us spiritually. And Klal Yisrael during the exile are vulnerable. We're incredibly vulnerable. We've lost millions and millions to physical persecution, to spiritual persecution. Our response to that is tefillah. It's saying a heartfelt prayer. The 19th bracha of this set of 18. Which is essentially a prayer for us to be able to survive this long night of Galus, remain intact. That we shouldn't be destroyed or harmed by those who wish us ill. Whether it's against Jews or Judaism. That none of them have any hope whatsoever. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu should totally confound them. Should uproot all their plans. And we should be able to keep Torah and Mitzvahs as well as we can, without any outside interference. That's what we're davening for here.